Hey, this is Dan Ospo, back of the Tour de France at the end of Stage 7 in Germany. Well, the race did enter Germany today, as we talked about, and surprise, surprise, a German rider attacked and stayed away for over 160 kilometers today, solo. It was pouring rain at the start here today, and for the first half of the race, at least, our guys have the responsibility to defend the jersey. And you had Manuel Beltran, you had Checho Rubiera, you had Paolo Savadelli, the winner of this year's Tour of Italy, you had Pavel Paginos, our Czech rider, all at the front doing all that work. Eating up the wind and getting poured on. Their faces did not look too happy, but they were doing the dirty work that's required to defend the lead. And then, sure enough, with about 75 kilometers to go, the sprinting teams moved to the front, sort of as scripted, and helped us out. And Lance even said afterwards that he feels like we've kind of lucked ourselves into the jersey and are defending it to a degree, but are also getting a lot of luck from the sprinting teams who take over at the end and just want these field sprints to happen. And he actually led the race as it reached Germany, so he was really pleased to do that. And eventually he took over the mountains jersey. But he was caught at about 25K to go, and it was another mass sprint finish today with Robbie McEwen winning. There was a crash in the finishing straight right in the middle of the field that only took out two riders, none of our guys, but it could have been worse. And Lance and the guys finished safely after doing more of the work at the front that they are used to doing on these flat stages. Join us again tomorrow as the race heads back to France, and we'll see what happens at the end of the stage with that Category 2 climb that may shake things up a bit. And for more exclusive information on the team, head to discovery.com.